WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long, deadlines are looming, and you're just trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate the chaos, find some peace amidst the pandemonium, and actually prioritize you? Today, we're diving deep into the power of prioritizing your well-being because let's be real, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think about it, you wouldn't run a car on empty, would you? You need fuel to keep things running smoothly. Your mind and body are no different. When we neglect our well-being, everything starts to feel depleted, our energy, our focus, even our relationships suffer. It's like trying to build a house on shaky foundations, eventually it's going to crumble. So how do we build those strong foundations? How do we prioritize our well-being in a world that constantly screams do more, be more, achieve more? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this journey. 1. Tune into your body. Ever notice how your body sends subtle signals when it's feeling stressed or depleted? Maybe it's a constant headache, fatigue, or even just a nagging sense of unease. Those are your cues, your inner wisdom whispering, hey, slow down. Learn to recognize these signs and don't ignore them. Treat them like urgent notifications, they deserve immediate attention. 2. Mindful moments matter. We live in a world obsessed with productivity, but what about simply being? Cultivating mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. A few minutes of deep breathing, a walk in nature, or even just savoring a cup of coffee can do wonders for your mental clarity and emotional balance. 3. Boundaries are your best friend. Remember that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. It's so true. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about protecting your energy and time so you can show up fully in the things that matter most. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you and make space for activities that nourish your soul. 4. Movement is medicine. Physical activity isn't just about shedding those extra pounds so that can be a bonus. It's a powerful mood booster, stress reliever, and energy enhancer. Find something you genuinely enjoy, dancing, hiking, swimming, even just taking a brisk walk, and make it a regular part of your routine. Your body will thank you for it. 5. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through life alone. Lean on your loved ones, reach out to a therapist, or join a supportive community. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your wins with others can make all the difference in navigating life's ups and downs. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who was constantly burning herself out. She had this amazing career but felt perpetually overwhelmed. We talked, and she realized she needed to prioritize her well-being, something she'd been neglecting for years. So, she started small. Taking 15 minutes each morning for meditation, setting boundaries at work, and scheduling regular exercise. The transformation was incredible. Sarah regained her energy, focus, and joy. She discovered that taking care of herself wasn't a luxury, it was a necessity for living a fulfilling life. Remember, prioritizing your well-being isn't about finding the perfect balance, because let's be real, there's no such thing. It's about making conscious choices that support your physical, mental, and emotional health. Start by incorporating just one of these takeaways into your daily routine. Even something small can make a big difference. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little nudge in the right direction. Let's spread the message of self-care, one mindful moment at a time. You got this. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, where we'll be exploring the power of gratitude, because sometimes all it takes is a little appreciation to shift your entire perspective. Until then, take care of yourselves, you beautiful souls.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.